We're finishing this week a six-week series on theophanies. Before the Word became flesh at Christmas time, Christ appeared in the Old Testament. Theophanies were probably Christophanies, at important times in history. God took on a physical form and appeared to Abraham and Moses and Joshua, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And finally, he appeared to Israel and all mankind in the fullness of time, in the incarnation of Christ at Christmas. The world and many of the church believe that what gets them into heaven is being basically good. Better than most. At least I haven't done fill in the blank, whatever the sin is that you think is more terrible than what you've done. And so we have the idea that we really don't need Christ all that much if that's our attitude. But we take time to confess each week to remind us of our need for Jesus Christ, and to fill our minds with gratitude to God for the mercy that comes to us in Christ. Jesus is essential to our salvation because God is good, God is holy, God is righteous and terrible in judgment, and we are none of those things. We sin, but we're not called sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners by nature. It's human nature. Without Jesus, we are in the gravest peril. In the peril of what? It's impolite to say so in our society. In fact, it's considered extreme to say so. But what are we in peril of without Jesus? Eternal damnation. But in Jesus is forgiveness of sin and eternal salvation. The Apostle Paul instructs us in his gospel that we need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us of our sin, and we need to confess our sin because it's healthy for us to do so. He says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us take time now to confess our sins. You men, have you, like me, failed in your spiritual leadership and the love that you owe your wife and family? You women, have you shown the love that you ought to have shown for your family and the respect for your husband that it's your duty to show? Have you behaved with integrity in everything? You children, have you honored your parents this week and spoken only what's true? And all of us, are there any of us who have not neglected our devotional duties? Let us confess those things now to Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need You. We cling to You. We confess that You are the way, the truth, and the life, and that there is salvation and forgiveness in no other name under heaven. Praise God for Jesus Christ. Amen.